Alright, we'll go ahead and pray and then get started. There, Yah, we come to you first of all just to glorify you and to honor you and to praise you for being our God. We are sincerely privileged to be called your children. Right now we seek wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we bless you in advance for that. And we declare that we will put that understanding into action. And we just thank you for your Son and your Spirit. In his name we do pray. Amen. Amen. All righty. There are two lessons that I'm going to deal with. One tonight, and then I'll finish up on one this Sabbath service. And there are some things that that I want to take a closer look at and for us to understand even better, because it's needful in the days that are we are approaching. It's just so much to, it's just so much going on, and it's so many things that's being done. The enemy is really busy. You know that his time is short, and so he's working overtime, so to speak. But there has been a I'll say it for lack of a better way to put it. There has been a tradition a traditional mindset when it comes down to most Christians. And that traditional mindset has caused a lot of misunderstanding and wrong perspectives and things like that. And I want to just look at some scriptures on today to point out some things and to give us an understanding of a tradition that is that has gotten a lot of people off course. I'll say it that way. And so we'll start out in Hebrews chapter 12, and if become necessary, we can always move around. But for sure, Hebrews chapter 12, and we'll look at some things in this book. Again, we've dealt with it before, but it's just another angle that y'all want me to approach in order for us to, again, have an understanding, okay? Hebrews 12, I'm just trying to see which verse I want to start at. I just start at verse 1. Hebrews 12, verse 1. It says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which should do it so easily beset us. Now, when we look at the when you look, we look at the word beset, it means well standing around, okay, in every direction. So it is letting us know that you know, because it comes off of Hebrews chapter 11, talking about faith, but it also lets us know that sin is ever around us, okay? It is always in every direction. There's always an opportunity to sin. There are always opportunities to turn away from Yah, miss the mark, or transgress. You know, there's always opportunity to do that, and it comes from every direction. Okay, it's not just one thing. That's why I said earlier that the enemy, you know, his time is short and he's busy, and so he's doing things in every direction that he can. He's not holding back on any method that's being used to attack the church. And what we have to understand is there are things that's in the scripture that points out how the church is going to be attacked. How the church is not only going to be attacked, but going to be overcome. And so these different sins that are surround us is around us, that are in every direction, is designed designed to make us stumble. And again, we have to start to see this by expanding our mind beyond just looking at sin coming against us from just the church mentality. You know, you know different categories that we actually, you know, used to looking at as far as the scriptures are concerned to determine what sin is and how sin is surrounding us. So, you know, we'll make statements like, you know, don't be unevenly yoked with unbelievers. You know, and we'll look at things along those lines in order to in order to identify if we're trying to be caught up in the sin. Well, it's bigger than that. The sin that's been set before the church is everywhere. Even the Lord's in the amen. And so it's everywhere. And it's coming at us at all kinds of angles. Sin is in the food. Sin is in the water. Sin is in the air. You know, sin is sin is beset us, you know, and we got to be aware of these different sins that's beset us, that's around us. You'd be surprised who the enemy, who or what the enemy is using in these last days. So as we deal with it, we have to understand that you know, when it says the sin which so easily beset us, it's saying it's in every direction. It's coming at us every which way. And the church is being attacked. You know, you got mankind being attacked, but church is being attacked in all kinds of ways. So, you know, it's being attacked all kinds of ways. So remember that. Remember that sin is not, sin that's before us is not this old, for lack of a better way to put it, you know, church concept that, again, you're backbiting and all this different stuff, that little simple stuff. Nah, it's some serious, spiritual warfare going on, and it's set before us every day, and we're dealing with it every day, whether we are aware of it or not. There are some things that I will eventually tell you in reference to my experience when I went into the hospital on last week and stayed in there a few days. I saw the works of the enemy, and I'm trying to keep from jumping into this Sabbath lesson, but I saw the works of the enemy, and when people would say to me, why don't you go to the doctor? Why don't you go to the doctor? I knew what I was going into. I knew by going to the hospital, I was going before sin. I know I was in a place where sin had beset me. And when you get in those circumstances, if y'all ain't dealing with your mind, you can end up making some critical decisions that can really cost you your life. And we have to be able to see that although the enemy is working, we still have to keep our wisdom and our focus on Yah's leading instead of doing things based upon this sin that sits before us. I can tell y'all some stuff, man. And there's some wicked people. There's some good people on this earth. There's some good doctors on this earth. But there's some wicked ones too. And you gotta know when you just got in front of one. I'm going to say this and then I'll leave it alone. I checked out against their will. But when I did, I told them that they were a bunch of scam artists. And that they couldn't be trusted. And they got a mentality of how they try to cause you to operate in fear enough to make the wrong decision. They good at what they do, and if you listen to them and stop listening to y'all, let me shut up because I'm already in Savage Lesson. If you listen to them and stop listening to y'all, you that sin that sit before you is gonna prevail. It's gonna prevail, and so in the days that are approaching, fear is gonna be the biggest key that's gonna be used to. That's gonna besit us. I'll put it that way. Fear is the weapon.
Can I make a comment? So I've been coming across a lot of stuff in this vein of what you're talking about. And what I come to realize is that's the tactic that they use to get you to, to accept the package. Here's what I mean. So they can't force you to do stuff against your will. Like those demonic entities, they can't force you to do things. But they can make a circumstance to get you to open the door for what they're trying to accomplish, right? And the ticket to that is selling you fear, right? So they want to deliver a package of you of this. They can't force it on you, but they can tell you a story to say, well, if you don't do this, then this is all the stuff that's going to happen. You know, you're going to die. All this going to happen. But all that's designed to get you to open the door to whatever they trying to get you into. They can't force you, but they can manipulate a circumstance such that you feel compelled to do what they're trying to get you to do.
Yep. And they're tenacious with it. And like I said, there are some things I share with you this coming Sabbath service in a little bit more detail, but right now I'm letting you know that sin is everywhere. And we have to be wise. You got to be wise as a serpent, man, and harmless as a dove. You got to be on your game.
And also, I think when the scriptures say pray for discernment, that is going to be a critical thing in the day to be able to discern those very things, because those devices of the devil are very slick. And it is going to take some discernment to know, yeah, this may look good, but the reality of this ain't good.
Yep. They had all them doctors in there. They was trying to talk me into agreeing to things. When they couldn't work on me, they started going to Delaney, Indiana, trying to get them to encourage me to agree. So we have to be wise, y'all, and know that sin is everywhere, and it's coming at us in all kinds of ways, in different packages and different circumstances and things like that. And again, we have to be very, very wise, very discerning, and being able to perceive beyond what we're actually seeing or hearing. You got, we got to learn how to see behind why they're doing the things that they're doing. And I started exposing it. I started saying certain things to them, and it was kind of messing with them, because they was like, okay, this dude is being, he's straightforward and stuff like that. Cause sometimes, you know, I be talking, they try to cut me off. And I said, no, let me finish. I cut them off. They ain't used to that. Because they used to people being scared and sitting there just shaking their head to everything they said, because they're the expert. I told one of them doctors, I said, you're a scam artist. I said, of course you're going to be right. The majority of the time, because you send people down that road. If I send everybody down the street and turn the right, then 90% of the people that I send down the street and do what I say and turn right, my data gonna look good. And I'm gonna be able to tell you 90% of the people that go this way, they turn right. So you don't need to turn left. Because 90% of the people I tell to go right, they all go right. So you ain't being a doctor, you just a good guesser. And you got something sit up. Something operating through you to cause destruction to mankind. That's what you doing. Now, verse 2 says, looking unto Yahushua, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sit down at the right hand of the throne of Yah. We all got to go through something. And as I mentioned earlier, tradition thinks that when we go through things, it is tradition thinks that when we go through things, that is because there's something that we've done that's wrong. But when you look at even Christ here, Christ despised the shame, and he endured the cross because that was what his assignment was. That was his portion. That was the race he had to run. And so as we're running our race and dealing with the sins that sit before us and whatever it may cause us to have to go through in order to overcome, then we keep our eyes on him. We look at him as a perfect example of enduring things against him that there was no cause for when it came down to the accusations being pointed toward him. But yet he did it and despise the shame, and as a result of him being obedient and staying steadfast, he's at the right hand throne of Yah. Then verse 3 says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against him, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds." Remember this important thing. Whatever you're going through, Christ went through far worse than what any of us could imagine going through. And people were always against him.
And he didn't do no wrong.
Yeah. Somebody was always trying to kill him, always speaking against him. There was always something, you know, something going on. And so the scripture's letting us know, you know, whenever we're dealing with whatever issues that may be going on, we got to look to him, because the scripture reveals that He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, because he went through a lot of things that we all go through. He was despised, rejected, and endured contradiction of sinners, and you know, people saying things about him, and all this here, and he endured it. If we don't keep our eyes on him, we'll faint in our minds. When I was hearing all that stuff coming from those doctors, I had to turn my mind to Yah. Because if I wouldn't have turned my mind to Yah, I would have been faint in my mind and agreed to everything they said. Verse 4 now says, "Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Verse 5 saying, "Ye have forgotten exhortation, which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him." Now this is the part that I wanted to really focus on. We as the body of Christ, so called at least, we believe that when bad things happen, the majority of Christians do, when bad things happen or when something is going on, then the first thing will come to the person's mind is, well, I wonder what kind of sin they was doing. You know, we pull a Job friend. But the scripture shows us another side of things. He lets us know that sometimes Yah does some correction. Now, when you look at the word, so we look at 5 and we look at the word correction, where it says, "My son, despise not the chastening, same thing. Now, chastening is education. It's also correction. You see in the definition. It says despise. Now we look at the word despise. The word despise means to have little regard for. Disesteem. So don't have little regard when it comes to correction. Now, education. So when we look at the word chastening, we often just associated with correction, which is true. But there's something there's something more attached to that word chastening.
I think we typically look at it as punishment, but what you're saying, it can be more than just that. It can be training. It can
education. Be,
yeah. Helping you get understanding.
Yes. So there are some things Yah may allow us to go through to educate us. And Yah said, don't despise it. I know where you at. I am your father. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am your God. I can do all things. There's nothing impossible for me. So if you are being educated, don't despise it. How are you looking, though? Are you still looking unto him who endured? So an education may be or chastisement may be to correct your understanding, to correct our understanding. So y'all may be saying, okay, don't despise because I'm teaching you how to rightly divide the scriptures. Don't be despising because there are some things that you're going through that's inconvenient for you right now. Don't despise my teaching. I will say this, in what I've gone through, I've had the opportunity to be educated on how cruel and evil this system can be if you allow it. There's one thing I'm educated on. I know that if Lon don't use his wisdom every time he sin is set before him, then sin is gonna overcome him. Whether that's at the hospital, whether that's at the you know, the mall or you know, any other place, just hanging out somewhere, wherever you are, sin is going to be set before you, and you have to be wise enough to still look unto Jesus and to be clear-headed So, remember that. Okay. Verse 5. And ye have forgotten exhortation with speaking unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the education of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Now, when we look at the word rebuked, it means convict, tell a fault, we shouldn't stop feeling bad when you told the truth about yourself. Don't faint when y'all show you. Embrace it. Why we embrace it? Verse 6 says, for whom the Lord loveth, he gonna educate. And scourges every son whom he receiveth. See, it scores flogged. Y'all said, I educate you and I whoop you. He said, well, understand the principle. When I do it, I understand it's love associated with it. Verse 7, for if you endure correction, y'all deal with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father corrects not or educates not? But if ye be without education, whereof all are partakers, all of us get educated. It says, then ye are bastards and not sons. Okay. So all of us want to make sure that we are we're hearing from Yah. There's nothing wrong with. I don't think there's anything wrong with going to the doctor as long as you can keep them ears open to hear from the one you need to hear from when they get to talking. If you're just hearing from them, when they get through with you, you're gonna be messed up. Cause they're gonna tell you anything to keep that sin set before you. And like I said, I'll tell you some more stuff this coming Sabbath service to even make it more clear why I'm saying these different things. And there were things that they did that I understand the logic. I understand the logic when you look at it on the surface, but when you really look at it in detail, it's not logical. and I explain what that means. This Sabbath, if I fail to mention it, you remember. Just kind of remind me of it if I don't. They did things that looked logical on the surface, but when you sit there and thought about it from the wisdom of Yah, you be like, this don't make no sense. He said, tell it now. I ended up having to have a blood transfusion. They ended up giving me 7 bags of blood. Your blood's supposed to be between 7 and 12. Mine had dropped down to 2. That's why I didn't have any energy. And so they gave me the 7 bags, but when they was giving me the 7 bags, they was taking it away from me in vials. And they were saying they need to test it to see this and that, but they did it every day. Now, on the surface, that makes sense, because you're saying, okay, they're trying to make sure that my blood is right and different stuff like that. But you're sitting here saying, okay, if I lost all this blood and you're giving me, that caused you to have to give me 7 bags, and you give me the 7 bags, then why are you taking these big old vials of blood from me every day, and that's what I needed? I understand lab work. I get the logic. But what was going on with me didn't make no sense. It was like, it don't make no sense. It's like, It's like you give me something and then taking it right back at the same time. And why you need 8 vials in order to run tests on it? And you coming back getting, 2, 3, 4, 5 a day. It was just different things that made you say, okay, something is wrong. So so stay prepared, y'all. Do what you gotta do, but hear from y'all. All right. I'm done. Any comments, questions? Okay. I'm going to stop right here. And we'll pick up some things again this coming Sabbath service. Father, y'all, we just bless your name and we thank you for your son. We keep our eyes on him. And we look to him to be able to stay encouraged in dealing with all the sin that surrounds us. And Father, we thank you for the work that he has accomplished to show us the way. Thank you for leaving your spirit to lead and guide us in all truth, to be like him and have his mind. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.